Well, we were so looking forward to it, weren't we, on Friday? And then at the last minute, we had to cancel the unconformity, which is such a disappointment. It would have been a hard decision for the team to make. But I think at the end of the day, given what happened and the lockdown that was announced by the government, I don't think they had much of a choice. And it's nice. We're grateful to have the artistic director, Travis Titty, in the studio this morning to just discuss all about that and everything else that's sort of been discussed over the last couple of days in relation to the future of the unconformity. So anyway, here's Travis. How are you, mate?
Yeah, feeling a bit kicked in the guts.
Yes.
In some ways, like a lot of people in Queenie.
Yes.
Yeah, Friday was a pretty big day, pretty full-on
yeah.
day.
Yeah, well, let's just take you back there. I mean, I know you'd be absolutely mentally exhausted more than anything else about it. Just lead up to the events. Just tell us exactly what did occur.
Well, Friday kicked off with a tyre fire at Mount Lyell Mine.
It did, yeah.
You know, it turned out that was the least of our concerns in the end. But in the morning, we knew that, you know, the media were falsely reporting, I'd say, that the tyre fire was like a blanket of smog over Queenstown, and
when I got an email about that, I couldn't even see it. I'm thinking, what's going on? It's supposed to be smoke around Queenstown. It just didn't
exactly
happen.
I walked from Bill's place, my old man's place, down to the office, and I didn't even know there was a fire.
No.
But the ripple effect that had was that we had people who were coming to Queenie and the West Coast who were like, well, I'm being told not to.
Yeah.
And so we were trying to deal with that, and then you know, apart from that, Friday was a normal morning of the festival. We started getting some of the projects happening and underway, and some shows were happening. And people would have seen that Crib Road, which I felt was looking amazing.
It was
looking pretty specky. And then we started getting text messages from people who were saying that 2:30 p.m. You know, the COVID conference was a bit different to the previous ones. It was going to be announcing a lockdown, and we thought,
yes,
here we go. So we actually had a plan for this because it's, you know, if you're putting on an event these days, there's a huge risk that COVID's going to just shut it down at any time.
Absolutely. And you would have been aware of that, as you say. So
exactly. We didn't think it would happen on the day of the festival. So we had a plan which we kicked into straight away, and we started talking with Events Tasmania and Public Health, and we got a bit of an inside word that it was going to be a lockdown.
Yep.
And so we knew it was definitely coming. And what we also knew were that there were over 1,000 people who were going to be on the Lyell Highway.
I knew there were a lot of people coming down from Hobart, yeah.
Exactly. They were going to be coming en masse that day. And generally they come in the afternoon, late afternoon, because they're knocking off work and they're all coming to Queenie and to spread throughout the West Coast. And we knew there were other factors as well. The viability of the festival operationally, like, you know, we lost a lot of volunteers suddenly.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of crew. There were other ripple effects, but the biggest one was that social responsibility of, if there's over 1,000 people or more probably from Hobart, when Hobart's just gone on a lockdown because they're not controlling COVID-19.
Yep.
They've arrived in Queenstown. The nature of the festival is it's spread all over the town.
Yeah.
And in the centre of town at Crib Road, which meant that these people were embedded throughout the whole town. And if one single person got COVID because we put on a festival, that's disastrous.
It is, yeah. And let's just put that in perspective, because that is the reality. You made the right decision. You had to make the decision because it would have infected the whole town, and it could have affected the whole community of the West Coast. I mean, we're not a metropolitan city. We're not even, I mean, none of Tasmania really is as big as Melbourne or Sydney, and we know just by what we hear how devastating it was out there. I can't even imagine what it'd be like for a smaller community like the West Coast. So, look, it's a very courageous decision, but I wanted to put it out there that it was the right decision because of that.
Yeah, we haven't second-guessed it but we knew the impacts at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, we've been working for 3 years on it, and we were clearly... Yep. You know, for us it was devastating, but, you know, local businesses have paid thousands of dollars to order stock and really bank on the weekend to have a high turnover coming out of what has been a pretty slow winter for some businesses.
Yes.
So we knew that we were making the decision it was going to have ramifications, but, you know, we just, I'm not second guessing the decision on one level whatsoever, because it was the only one we could make.
Yeah.
And then our minds started turning towards, well, you know, how do we support those people who missed out because the festival was yanked 10 minutes before the first band was playing on Crib Road?
Yeah. We're talking to Travis Titty this morning, the artistic director of the Unconformity. I guess in a way, though, not all was lost, because some events did still go ahead.
Yeah, well, we had to cancel to stop that en masse of people coming. But, you know, there are other events, like sort of, I guess, consider the Unconformity to be like a big umbrella. And we provide this sort of framework so that, you know, people come and they can have this experience. But underneath that, we've got things like the Art Trail, which had over 20 local venues. We've got other independent sort of businesses and things. And they can still make the choice to go ahead, which the majority did. So we saw the Art Trail do really well.
Yes.
And we're hearing reports that a lot of artists sold work and really high engagement. It's like the community kicked into gear.
Yes.
And really, where the festival needed to sort of fold down, the community sort of rose up.
Yep,
and
exactly.
We're hearing a mixed bag. We know some businesses lost a fair bit of money that they were planning, but others had record weekends.
Yep.
So it's a really mixed bag, but you know, there's something in it as well, because I don't know, like the events industry right now it's bloody high risk.
Yeah,
you know, to feel that.
Yep.
We had all the best planning we could do, and then on the opening day we were toppled by events out of our control.
Yep.
It was really gratifying to see in its place this really community-focused level of stuff still happening on the ground on the West Coast. So
that was
good.
Well, here's a good news story. The book launch of The Last Hermit of the West Coast of Tasmania with Jeff Harwood down here, that still went on. And in the first hour, they sold 90 copies of the book. I mean, that's amazing, really, given what happened.
Yeah, totally. But mixed feelings, you know.
Of course, of course.
You know, there were still some positive things to come out of the weekend, and we really appreciated all the messages of support we received. We actually printed them out and put them in the office, because, you know, we were in the moment where anyone who's worked on festivals know how much of a toll they take on the people who run them, and that's, I'm not saying for me, I'm saying, like, for all the crew and, you know, everyone who's just busting their gut. And there was this really big outpouring of sympathy and support, and we really appreciated that.
Yep.
And, yeah, we printed that out and put it in the office so the crew could see it and
feel
good, even though what they were doing was effectively, you know, they were unproducing a festival that was on the first day.
Oh, it must have been horrible, yeah. I can't imagine what the workers would be going through. I saw them doing, you know, putting it all up. And it's hard work just putting it up, but putting it down, and then with the realisation that it's, you know, undoing it is just, I can't imagine it.
Yeah, yeah. And there's individual stories across the board of when people heard and what they were doing. You know, we had somebody who's based in Strawn who was going to MC Crib Road. You know, we had all this music planned for the whole weekend, and she arrived in town from Strawn, and she was like, I'm ready. And we were like,
oh no,
we've just, individual stories are pretty incredible. But look, we're now starting to think about, you know, how can we work with the government? How can we, you know, we've been chatting with council, we've been chatting with state growth and saying, well, look, some businesses suffered. What can you do to help them? Yeah. And I'm hopeful that something will come out of this.
Yep. So there's no real chance of it actually being scheduled towards the end of the year now or anything like that?
Geez, we're picking up on a lot of local chatter that the Unconformity is returning. that's interesting. We're just taking stock of everything,
of
basically.
We probably don't even want to think about that at the moment.
Yeah, I can sense that people are hopeful that the festival could just return or something like that. But, you know, it's a deeper conversation about what's possible, what's you know, likely, unlikely. At the moment, we're just sort of licking our wounds and, you know, operationally we're looking at how the festival, you know, the cancelled festival went. It's like unlike any other situation we've been in.
Oh, yeah.
And our committee or our board will be looking at options, but nothing's on the table. We're just thinking things through at the moment. So,
Well, look, we appreciate your time coming in and just telling us about it, and putting a few truths right, I guess, so to speak, because obviously there's a lot of rumours going around already. So, look, we appreciate your time, and hopefully we can have some even better news maybe into next year about the future of the unconformity. I'm sure it won't be lost altogether.
No.
It's just a big play.
No, that's right. And, look, anyone who works in the arts and anyone who's in the events space knows that failure is a part of...
Yeah.
It's a part of the equation, and you've got to feel comfortable with it if it's the case, which... and look, you know, there's a responsibility of, you know, we take the responsibility to put on an event, but we've also got to take the responsibility to cancel it if we need to.
Absolutely.
So I'm really proud of how everyone went, and I really want to thank everyone in the community who supported us and everyone who was involved. It was an incredible weekend that I don't think anyone's going to forget.
Absolutely. No, and that's what it's all about, community. All right. Well, thank you once again, Travis. We appreciate your time.
Thanks.
No worries. There we go. Travis Tiddy, the Artistic Director, joining us this morning from the Unconformity here at 7XS.